Starting another brand new hour now, the Steve Gerber Show, live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you. Listen, I'm going to just give it to you straight. Somebody has to. It might hurt a little bit, but truth's good for you. Let's do this. Three big things for this hour. Number one, Joe Biden and Democrats made it clear once again Wednesday they want an open border. They want to keep it open at all costs. They don't give a damn about you or this country. I'll explain. Number two, $550 billion. That's the new grand total of student loans that Joe Biden has dumped on the rest of us to pay. Why is it my job to pay your bills? The answer is, it's not. And number three, how about wokeness in America today? And how that poison is leaking into just about everything in American life. Yeah. You heard me talk earlier about the, if you missed it, let me do this for you again. If you're just joining me, right? They, she, he, me. They, she, he, me. That's the headline from DeWitt Public Schools, DeWitt, Michigan. The Clinton County School teaching an optional lesson that will share and explore pronouns with students in kindergarten and first grade. Because that's what we need. We don't need to talk about math, English, shapes, colors, or numbers. Nope, we need to talk about he, she, them, it. She, it. Yeah, you got it. Katie Couric, meanwhile, a former pretend journalist at NBC, now attacking ordinary Americans, people that would oppose such garbage as this, like pronouns for kindergartners, attacking ordinary Americans because you're just not smart enough to understand things. Katie Couric says so. It's just so predictable. She was on Bill Maher's podcast. Listen.
And I feel like, to your point, Bill, the socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot what, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters,
right.
Or anti-establishment
Absolutely.
Voters. So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I mean, globalization and, you know, the transition from an industrial to a technological society. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter.
You know what's corrosive and bitter? You know what's corrosive? Katie Couric is corrosive and bitter. I mean, seriously, anti-intellectualism. If you vote for Trump, you're just a damn hillbilly.
That's right, Josh. You're just a hillbilly. You're just one of them hay seeds up there in the trees, you know. You're one of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jethro. Katie says we're just a bunch of hillbilly rednecks, Jethro. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You see, people like Katie Couric and their little ivory towers behind their gated community vacuum, they've never understood why Donald Trump won the presidency and why he's going to win again. They've never understood why 75 million Americans voted for Donald Trump and 85 million will vote for him this time around. They've never understood that. Despite the games they play and then trying to rig the system and lawfare and all of those things they're trying to do because they know they can't win a fair election. If they clean up the voter rolls, if they get rid of mass mail-in ballots and all of that garbage, they can't win an election. Because people reject an open border. They reject Bidenomics. They reject the Green New Deal. They reject the tax on their appliances. They reject the idea that power should just be intermittent when the wind blows. They reject all of that. They've never understood that Donald Trump, even as a billionaire, connects with working people because he believes in this country. They've never understood that, and they never will. Talk about elitism. There's your elitist. Katie Couric, toxic and tone deaf. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Banks confronts the president of Columbia University for the garbage indoctrination they give students on a daily basis. This is what your institutions of higher learning offer the kids. This is what they offer the kids every single day. Well, she gets called out for it. Here it is.
Okay, can you help me understand something else? I didn't go to an Ivy League school, admittedly. What can you explain? Can you explain why the word folks is spelled F-O-L-X throughout this guidebook and in other places at the School of Social Work? What does that mean? A serious question.
They don't know how to spell?
I mean, I'm not familiar with that spelling.
I don't find it a laughing matter.
No, I'm not laughing either. I think it's...
You're denying that this is a official product of the school, but this is handed out to all of you. You are aware that it's handed out to all of your students, and you're not doing anything to stop it.
As I said, it's not an official product of the administration.
Is this how Columbia University spells the word folks?
No.
Okay. And does Columbia University recognize the word? Because it's not found in the Webster's dictionary or anywhere else, ashkenormativity. Right. Is that an acceptable term at Columbia University?
Congressman, I am with you. I agree with you that I don't find this a meaningful way.
This is handed out on your watch.
This is yours.
This is not a product of Columbia University to the Board of Trustees.
Is this appropriate?
It is yours, and no, it's not appropriate. She can sit there and waffle and weasel and do whatever she wants. This is on your watch. This is yours. Yeah. According to Feeble Joe, nobody built the middle class, by the way, if you didn't know that. Here's more of this woke nonsense. Nobody built the middle class. I mean, how long can they keep up this charade? The old man is just fine. Listen to this drivel, this mumbling, bubbling fool. Here he is.
Heard me say it before. Wall Street didn't build America. Middle class didn't build America, and you guys built the middle class. Unions built it.
Oh, Wall Street didn't build the middle class and build America, and middle class didn't build America.
Well, who did, Joe?
Good grief.
Oh, and here's the woman in charge of National Public Radio complaining about the First Amendment protections of freedom of speech. Yeah, that terrible freedom of speech. Listen.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
Wow, the big problem was dealing with that pesky First Amendment. Yeah, it's a difficult thing. Wow, that Constitution. We should get rid of that. America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% made right here in America. Patriot Foods offering tremendous organic options these days, fruits and vegetables, meat too. Organic foods, if you're looking for them, Patriot Foods has them. Plus low-line Angus beef, Berkshire pork, and a whole lot more. Your family's going to love it, I guarantee you that. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. We have to look out for America. And that's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best farmers, American farmers. New sales popping up daily, free strawberries today. A selection that can't be beat, and it all comes from America. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. If you haven't stopped by lately, you're going to love what you find when you do. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10% more. So stop by. America's Farm Market at PatriotFoods.com. Promo code Gruber. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org.
Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.